So let's finish. Tomorrow at 11 is going to be a shiur. So I want to finish up the sugya of Hashem Beim Asim Shel Tzadikim with, it's a very beautiful comment of Rav Yosef Engel that Rav Elchanan sort of quotes. Rav Elchanan in Kovitz Shurim says, I saw a kasha, I don't remember where, I think maybe it was in Asfan Daraisa. And the taka is in Asfan Daraisa. So I want to take a look at it. Did we mention yesterday the Marsha's kasha? I don't remember. Are you in
here?
So let's go back. Marsha had a kasha on the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says like this, that Rabbi Zera saw that Rav Asi ate Tarovas Demai. Tarovas Demai is asr with the bun, it's Demai, which is mixed in with other stuff. So it's asr, needs Shumas Mas is taken from it. And Rabbi Zera said, wait, how could this be that Rav Asi ate Tarovas Demai, hashta be'masin shel tzadikim, even a behemoth of a tzaddik won't have a takala come about, how could a tzaddik be nichshol in such a thing? So the Gemara Chulin says, so where do we find that even a behemoth of a tzaddik won't have something bad? So the Gemara tells the story of the chamor shel Pinchas ben Yair. That Pinchas ben Yair had a chamor that refused to eat produce that was fed to it because it was demai. So you see that even the behemoth of a tzaddik won't eat demai, kal v'chomer the tzaddik himself, there's no way he would eat demai. So the Marsha raised the kasha, how do you prove anything from the chamor shel Pinchas ben Yair? Maybe the reason the chamor shel Pinchas ben Yair didn't eat it was not because it was demai, but maybe it was because we don't know what demai really is. Meaning demai is a suffix whether it had trumas taken off, mice was taken off from it, or not, didn't have mice taken off from it. So maybe aliba de MS, the Amaretz never took maestros. So then this isn't just demai. If the MS is that the Amaretz didn't take maestros, then what is this produce? It's tevel. So maybe that's why the behemoth didn't eat from it. Not because demai, even something like demai would be, so what's the Gemara asking about the, meaning because the Gemara asks on the behemoth, it should be more clear over here. The Gemara says, wait a second, what's the big deal about the behemoth eating demai? The behemoth is allowed to eat demai. So why is that a problem? So Marsha says, maybe the problem is that maybe Aliba de Emes, it wasn't just demai, it was really tevel. Because maybe maestros were never really taken off from it. So Marsha gives one approach. I want to suggest is a different approach to answer the Marsha's kasha, based on a comment of Rav Yosef Engel, and the yisod of Rav Yosef Engel. The issur of demai, the issur that you're not allowed to have produce that you got from Amaretz. There are two ways to look at this issur. One way to look at the issur is that mida oraisa. Produce bought from an Amaretz, you're allowed to rely on the rove, that maestro is taken off, so mida oraisa, 100% kosher, there's nothing wrong with it. What did the Rabbanan then do? Did the Rabbanan say, one way to look at it is, that the Rabbanan said, even though mida oraisa, you don't have to be choshesh that it's tevel, we're telling you, yes, you do have to be choshesh that it's tevel. Meaning, the Rabbanan did not enact any new isurim. They're just telling you that that same isur tevel that exists on a daraisa level, you should be choshesh that it's real. You should be choshesh that it's here. That this produce that you got from the Amaretz is tevel. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is no. The Rabbanan said, look, on a daraisa level, you have no problems. Midaraisa, it's mutter because you're allowed to rely on a rov midaraisa. We're going to institute a new isser, an isser called demai. It's a pure isser drabanan. It has nothing to do with an isser daraisa. It's a pure issur drabanan that we're instituting right now. If you eat this produce, you have not violated suffik tevel. No, on a daraisa level, there's no suffik. On a daraisa level, we follow the rov. So you haven't violated suffik tevel. What you violated is our new issur called demai. That's what you violated. That's how. That's the other way to understand it. The mind of Kamina between these two ways of understanding whether they say that you're not allowed to eat demai because it's really a suffix tevel, you have to be choshesh to suffix tevel, or whether they're saying that, no, it's a new isser called demai. So what if you have the following case? You are having a bad day. So you want to blame the Ribbono Shalom and you want to rebel as much as you can. So you want to start doing averos. Good. So you're going to really show up God and you're going to do as many averos as possible. So someone tells you, there used to be a non-kosher restaurant right near Hafter, right across the street from Waktov, called Good Wok. So I think it was there before Waktov, and Waktov took the name. But, you know, totally good. So anyway, there used to be, I even heard that sometimes students would get confused and accidentally go in there and order food. So there was a...
accidental.
Yeah. So there used to be... There used to be a place called Good Walk. So you heard that there's a place called Good Walk that's not kosher. You're having a bad day, you want to rebel against the Baruch Shalom, so you decide you can have lunch at Good Walk that day. So you look for Good Walk, and you see Walk Tov. You say, oh, it must have been Walk Tov that they were talking about that's not kosher. So you go into Walk Tov, and you order a meal, and you eat it, and you have in mind the kavanah that you're rebelling against the Baruch Shalom. And then on your way out, you notice that there's a sign that it's under the Vada Kashrus of the five towns of Farakwa, that it's a perfectly kosher store. So did you do the Aveirim? Did you do the Aveirim Achalos Asuros? So Pashut, no. You tried to eat Basur Chazer, and you ate Allah Biyadu, Basur Tala. In spite of your worst intentions, you accidentally ate kosher.
What?
Right. So the Gemara talks about it in a couple of places. In Sotah, in Kiddushin, I think also. But at the end of the day, all of the other basa tlah, so the machshavara alone, you don't get punished for. You didn't do the avera. You didn't do the avera of eating macholos asuros. What about the following case? You eat the ma. You get produce from an amaretz. And you eat it. And then and you're doing the avera. You know that it's the ma. You know that you're not supposed to eat it. You got it from an amaretz. And you eat it on Monday. On Tuesday, someone tells you, oh, the Amaretz you got it from my takaso, he was mafresh trumas maestros. Did you do the Yisra of Demai? Is that all the other basa tla? So that's, it depends. What is the Yisra of Demai? If the Yisra of Demai is a chshash tevel, well good, it's all the other basa tla. Now, it wasn't tevel. I know that it's not tevel. So I didn't do anything wrong. But if the Yisra of Demai is a new shame Yisra, the produce of an Amaretz is a new Yisra to Rabban called Demai, nothing to do with Chashash Tevel. There is no Chashash Tevel. You're allowed to rely on the Rav. Midor Raisa, there's nothing. There's no problem over here. It's a new shame Yisra called Demai. So then, yeah, you violated Demai when you ate that food, even though it turned out that the Amaretz was really Mafshim Samaizu.
Question. Any Zer to Rabbanon? Meaning anything that they had, that the Rabbanon goes there because it's a Savi, whether or not in actuality.
So that's the question. Is this a gezeira or is it a takana? Right, there are differences in gezeiras and takanas. Takana is like ner chanukah. They're a misaki ner chanukah. It's a mitzvah. Right? So is this a takana derabana? That the rabbana are misaki in a new thing? A new category? Or it's a gezeira lest you come to that there goes a that you can't do this lest because there's a legitimate concern that doing this will involve a violation of Nisr Darais. If Itaka didn't involve a violation of Nisadara Esau, so then he didn't do anything wrong. Maybe that's a way to say it. I think it's even stronger, because a Gezerah, you could still violate a Gezerah Darabana, even if it never leads to the Isadara Esau, because they do make that Maisa us, meaning if I play music on Shabbos, even if the string doesn't break and I never actually fix it, I still violate the Isadara Darabana playing music on Shabbos. So this is even stronger. This is saying that it's not that the Rabbanan made a new gzeira, it's that the Rabbanan said that you have to worry that it's tevel. So we're requiring you to worry about it, and therefore take maestros from it. So if it turns out that it wasn't tevel, you didn't do anything wrong. But if the Rabbanan made a new didn't call demai, so you violated demai. Well, let's take the reverse case. You eat demai, and the next day you find out that the Amaretz definitely did not take maestros from it. What is it? Did you violate? Did you violate Nisr Daraisa? Did you violate Nisr Drabana? So now it would turn out in the opposite direction. Right? If the Isser of Demai is, you have to be Choshish and really it's Tevel. So when it turns out that it really was Tevel, guess what you violated? You violated Nisr Daraisa of eating Tevel.
How can you say it's Daraisa?
Because you find out later that the Amaretz never took my choice.
It doesn't matter because it was Demai when you ate it.
Ah, so if you hold that the nature of Demai is that you need to be choshish that there's real tevel here. So then when it turns out that you later find out that there really was real tevel here, that the metzius was that it was real tevel, that's exactly what you violated, the real tevel. But if you have demai is a brand new issur, that midor raisa the issur tevel isn't here, even regardless of what the metzius is. The Torah says you follow rov, and the rov is that amei aretz or ma'aser, issur tevel goes away. What's the whole issur? The whole issur is demai. So even if you find out later that the amaretz never took maestros, it would only be an Isra of Demai. Right? That's the other way of looking at it. So these are two nafkaminas between these two formulations of the Isra of Demai. Now you might say, well, wait a second, that sounds crazy. It's going to turn out that the Amaretz never took my Isra from it. I ate it, and that wasn't Tevel? What is it? How can you say that that's not Tevel? The Amaretz did not take my Isra. So doesn't that mean that it's tevel? So I'll tell you that it's not as strange as you think. There is a halacha called, we've discussed many times, called miyat she'eino matzui, that in general, you don't have to worry about things that are a slight possibility. Miyat she'eino matzui, let's call it, like Mishkanes Yaakov, less than a 10% chance that you have a problem. So where do we have such a halacha of miyat she'eino matzui? Give me an example.
If you find food.
If you find...
like a kosher plate.
Okay, let's make it a little more practical. You find bugs in food. So you have to look for bugs in vegetables, right? So in a head of lettuce, do you need to look for bugs?
Yeah,
head of lettuce, sure. In a red pepper, do you need to look for bugs?
No.
Was there never, ever a bug on a red pepper? I don't know what the answer is. But let's assume that there are bugs in one out of every 100 red peppers. But you don't have to look, because you don't have to assume that you're the lucky winner of the one out of 100. But let's say I have a salad for lunch every single day. So I've eaten thousands of red peppers in my life. Chances are, over the course of my life, I've eaten bugs, right? I go up Lachameh Asim Shana. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to punish me for eating bugs, for doing the Aver B'Shogig of eating bugs. So probably not. Why? Because the Din Midoraisa is that I need to be worried and I need to look for the Isser when it's a Mira Matzoi. When it's a Mira Sheino Matzoi, I don't need to look for the Isser. And therefore, it doesn't matter what the Matzias is. It doesn't matter whether I actually ate a bug or didn't actually eat a bug. I didn't have to worry about it. Another very common example, treifas. How many different ways are there, for different ailments that could afflict an animal that will make it a treifa? There are many, many different ailments, right? How many do we look for? One. We look at the lungs of a behemoth gas. We don't look at anything else. Well, we're not looking. Why aren't we looking at everything else? Because it's a mi chayna matzoi. All the other diseases that the animal might have that would make it a trefa is very, very uncommon. It's mi chayna matzoi. Okay, but we do look at. So we don't look at all these other things except for the lungs. The lungs are a mi matzoi. If I eat steak for dinner every single night, so I've eaten from so many hundreds of different animals, chances are one of them was a trefa. Somewhere along the line I had a trefa. We know it. If one out of every 100, let's say, is a trefa, and I've eaten from more than 100 animals, so what chances are one of them was a trefa, am I going to get punished for that? No. So that's this side of the equation. If you assume that the Isser of Demai is a new Isser, it's not that the Rabbanon are telling you you have to be choshesh for the Isser Tevel. They're saying, no, the Isser Tevel doesn't exist here. But we're making a new Isser called Demai. And it's a new Shem Isser, Mid Rabbanon. So if you ate Demai and then later found out that the Am Haaretz did not take Maestros, you didn't violate Tevel at all. It could be, right? If it's a new Shem Isser. So this issue is a suffix of Rav Yosef Engel in Klal Vav, on page 8 in the Maram Kovah. He says, Nistapakti, he says, I'm not sure. Masha Asu Chazal Demai, the nature of the Isser of Demai, Im Isser Hu Rak, Im Ha'am Haaretz Lo Isser Be'emes? Does it matter what happened for real? Meaning, if the Am Haaretz didn't take Maestros, Aval Ima Am Haaretz Iser Be'emes, Az Avsha Ochel Lo Yoda She Iser, Im Kol Zav Erak, In Skavin Lechel Basu Chazi, Val B'yada Basu Tleh. But maybe the Am Haaretz really Taka in reality did take Maestros, so then maybe it's like going into Wak Tov, thinking it's good Wak, and enjoying a meal. She'ein Sham Maisa Avera. I didn't do any Maisa Avera, Rak Machsheva Savera. All I have is a Machsheva Savera. V'achinami de Kavasa. Oh, Dilmore, maybe not. Kivan she'asu chazal achilas demai, kol zman she'in yodea ima ama aretz iser, al kar chavle iser be'etzem. Afim iser ha'ama aretz, kol zman she'ochel lo yoda she'iser. When I eat demai, I'm violating an iser of demai. And it doesn't matter even if the ama aretz did take maestros, I'd be in violation of the iser of demai. So that's the suffix. And he says, the raya is from that gemara in Chulin Davav. V'nir lifshot suffix zeh mishas chulin davav amral. The Garsin and Hasa and the Gemara over there says Rabbi Zerav Rabbi Asi ikla lepundaka diyai eisen kamei ubeitzma mitzmakov spiayin. So Rabbi Zerav and Rabbi Asi were going together. They went to an inn together and they brought them roasted eggs with wine or beaten eggs with wine. Rabbi Zerav lo achal Rabbi Asi achal. Rabbi Zerav wouldn't eat it. Rabbi Asi ate it. Amalei Rabbi Zerav Rabbi Asi v'lo chayish mar letaruvus demai. How could you eat this? Aren't you worried that it's demai? That there's taruvas demai in here? Amale, Ravasi responds, Lava Daitai. Whoops, I didn't realize. I forgot. Amar Avizera, Efshar Gazru al Taravas, Tamayim, Mustayim, Milsad Ravasi, the Mechli Sura. Could it be that Ravasi forgot, and because he forgot, he violated an Isser? Hashtabe, Mazan Shal Tzadik Menakosh Brachim, Mevita Kol Yad, Mustik Vasvil Kol Shekain. Nafak Duk Vi Ashkach. He then went and researched, and he discovered that there never is an Isra and Tarovas Tamayim. There's only an Isra and Tamayim Mavish, not Tarovas Tamayim. And how did he know that there's a... Because if there was an Isra and Tarovas Tamayim, there's no way Ravasi would have ended up eating it. So says Rav Yosef Engel, here's a clear raya to the nature of the Isra and Tamayim. Why? I call it Shalom Gemara. V'nirim yizeh, ta'filu be'emes Isra ha'amar, it says Tamayim, im kol zeh, ha'vilei Isra be'etim, v'ochel lo yoda she Isra. What bothered Rav Zera so much? Maybe Ravasi ate the Demai, but in reality, this Amaretz actually took Maestros, and therefore there was no Takala. Meaning, yeah, Ravasi ate Demai, he forgot to check. Okay, good, he forgot about the Salach. But maybe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow Takala to come about for Ravasi, because maybe the Amaretz actually did take Maestros, and therefore he didn't do anything wrong. So what was bothering Rav Zera so much? So what must have been bothering Rav Zera is that even if the Amaretz really did take Maestros, it doesn't help. It's still an Isser Demai. Because Demai is a separate Shem Isser. It's not just a Chashash Tevel. Right? Dilma Shamro min HaShemayim is Ravasi mimichshol be'emes. Maybe in reality Hashem guarded over Ravasi and made sure that nothing happened. V'izmina l'yayin kazeh asher Yisro ha'amaretz be'emes. And the wine that he had was wine that actually was gemeiser. V'imkein leka rak machsheves avera. So all you have is a machsheves avera. So it must be, says Rav Yosef Engel, Val Karcha, a few lines later, Demash, Lanod, Lan Bnei Adam, She Yisro HaMaretz, Havi Yisro Be'etzem, Afim Yisro HaMaretz Be'emes, that Demai is its own new shame, Yisr, regardless whether the Amaretz did or did not take Maestros. Now let's go back to the Marsha's Kasha. What was the Marsha's Kasha? Marsha asked, how could the Gemara say that how could the Gemara ask Akasha, why would the Behemah be hesitant to eat the Demai? After all, Behemah is allowed to eat Demai. What do you mean, says the Marsha? Maybe it really was never Meisur. So it wasn't just Demai, maybe Klapeya Emes, it was really Tevel. It's a strong Kasha. It's only a strong Kasha if you hold that Demai is a Chashash Tevel. But if you hold Demai is its own shame Isser, it's not a strong kasha at all. It isn't tevel. You know why it's not tevel? Because any time, because Rav Amaretz Maaser, and the Torah says it's not tevel. And even if we later find out that the Amaretz didn't take Maaser, it doesn't matter. At the time that you ate it, it's not tevel. What is it? It's demai. No issue. And that's what the Gemara asks. Ah, but a behemah's allowed to eat demai. It's no, you're allowed to feed a behemah demai. So the Gemara's kasha is a very good kasha. Right, that could be the teretz to the Marsha's kasha. If you understand this tzad that demai is its own sheim iser. Another raya says Rav Yosef Engel that this is correct. So Gemara b'Metzia daf nun gimel amud aleph. Gemara says, let's say you have mice for sheni pachos mishav.
It's still chashash. Just not. That's not the only reason. I'm saying like.
The chashash is the motivation for the iser, but it's not the etzema iser. The iser is a new shame iser called the ma'at. There's a gemara b'metzia nun gimel amud aleph. Ma'aser sheni pachos mishav ruputa that gets mixed in with other stuff. So you need to be mechal the ma'aser sheni, but you can't be mechal something. You can't exchange for money something that's less than mishav ruputa. So the Gemara asks, "Vinesi demai," meaning, I'm sorry. First, the Gemara says, "Why don't we nesi meiser this? They mean starfinu. Take other meiser sheni, combine it with this meiser sheni that's mixed in with stuff. This pachas mishav pruta meiser sheni that's mixed in with other stuff. So put it all together, and then you'll have more than a shav pruta meiser sheni, and you'll be able to be poded." The Gemara says, "No, can't do that." Because when you bring other Maaser Sheni, your other Maaser Sheni is going to be Maaser Sheni Daraisa. This Pachas Mishav Pruta is Batal Barov. It's only Maaser Sheni Midrabanan, so they can't be Mitzarif. So the Gemara says, okay, bring Demai. Bring Maaser Sheni Shel Demai. That's only Midrabanan. It's only Maaser Sheni Midrabanan. and put that together with this stuff that's Pitar Oves. Good kasha, right? So the Gemara answers, Tilma Asila Suya Vadai, that we're afraid you might come to bring Maisa Sheni Vadai. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Bring Demai. Bring Demai, and therefore it's no problem, it's only Maisa Sheni Midrabanan? No. If Demai is a suffix, whether there's been Shumas or not been Shumas, there are two possibilities of what this is. Either it's real Maisa Sheni Midaraisa, if the Amar is never to Maestros, or it's nothing, it's Chul and Gamma. What do you mean, bring Demai, that's only Maisa Sheni Midrabanan? It's not Maisa Sheni Midrabanan, it's a suffix. If Demai is really a chashash that you need to be choshesh, that it's tevel daraisa, and that's the whole nature of the Yisra of Demai, then Maisa Sheni Shal Demai should not solve our problem in Babat Siyah Daflin Gimel. Because Maisa Sheni of Demai is either real, bona fide Maisa Sheni daraisa, or it's zero, it's chulin. It's not its own Yisra Drabana. Elamai, what do you see? From the fact that the Gemara asked that kasha, you see that it must be that it really is an Yisra Drabana. Right, it really is its own Isra Drabana. Now, Rav Yosef Engel says, and if this is the case, it works in both directions. It would turn out that even if the Amarites never took Maestros, you're not invited. Not only even if the Amarites did take Maestros, is it still an Isra of Demai, which is a great Chumrah, that even if the Amarites did everything right, still you don't know about it when you buy from the Amarites, and therefore there's still an Isra of Demai, that's a great Chumrah, to view it as a separate Isra. But it would work in the other direction also. Even if we later find out that the Amarets did take all the Maestros, and therefore, I'm sorry, did not take any of the Maestros, and therefore, you would think, okay, now this is Tevel Daraisa, right? No, it's not. It's only an Issa Drabanan of Demai.
The other way also. So if you find out that it was good, you're still over to Drabanan.
Right. So it's a Chumrah and a Kula, right? So that's what he says. You have to say that since at the time that you got it from the Amarites, you don't know what it is, that's labeled as Demai. It's its own separate Isser called Demai. Now, he says it's just like if you're troubled by this concept that you can have something that's that the MS is one way and the Halacha is going to say, no, it's only an Isser Drabanan of Demai. We don't care. We ignore the MS. He says, it shouldn't bother us. Halacha does this all the time. There's a concept, chad betray batel. Yavish b'yavish, batel barov. If you have three hamburgers, one of them is not kosher, two of them are kosher. So it's batel barov. So machlokes rishonim exactly how, whether it's iser nepach lios hetter. According to some rishonim, you could eat all three. But you know the non-kosher one is in there. It's not kosher anymore. We're not looking at a mitzias. We're looking at a halacha. And the halacha determines that it's called kosher now. Even though you know that one of them isn't kosher.
Isn't there an opinion that says that you can't eat all three at once, but you can have one at a time?
Yes, there are different opinions. There are four different shittos. Yeah, but let's go with the shittos that the yisr turns into heter. Whether it be that you can eat three one after the other, whether it be that you can eat all three, pile them all up one on top of the other, eat all three, right? Or whether it be that three different people could eat, you know, that's another sheet that one person can't eat all three. Then there's another sheet that you have to throw one out. So every sheet except for having to throw one out pretty much ignores the metzias and says it turns into heter. Now, Prima Gadim raises the following suffix, an application of this concept of not looking at the metzias and just looking at the halacha. It's a wild application. Let's say a woman's husband disappears in Mayim She'in Lehem Sof. Mayim She'in Lehem Sof means there's no island on the other side, so you know he didn't come up somewhere alive on the other side. He fell into the ocean. Chaman al-Tzlan, the current took him, and he was going swimming on the beach, current took him, and he fell into the ocean. And he was taken away by the ocean. So the halacha is she's allowed to get remarried. So she gets remarried, she has a child with her new husband, and then the original husband comes home. Is that child a mamzer? So they say, well, metzias should determine the child is a mamzer, because the first husband was still alive, so the marriage was never dissolved. So the second, yeah, so she was nishus, she had a child with another man. Metzias should be a mamzer. But the Prima Gadim in Yardeas and Kuftas and Mishpasal Sav Sivkat and Dalit, Nistapik Beisha Shenises B'mayim Shein Lehem Sof V'yolda V'achar Kach Ba Baila Im Avlad Mamzer Minatora. He's not sure. He's not sure that the child is going to be a mamzer. How could he not be a mamzer? So it must be, no, the halacha determines she's allowed to get remarried. And if that's what the halacha determines, that's koveya, whether the kid's a mamzer. The metzias is not the koveya.
But then what? Like, do you have to, I'm saying, like, who do you...
Right, you still need to get mizah, mizah. Right, tete mizah, mizah. Right?
Yeah.
I would think. Right, in that case, the husband, I mean, he's there. You got to do something with him.
Stomach, so you get from one, no?
Which one?
Why would one?
No, I think it's a mission. Yivamos and states him. Yeah,
they both.
So,
you
yeah, I think so. But the kid's not going to be a mamzer because the kid wasn't born with iser. Meaning, what creates mamzeris? A bia asura, but it wasn't a bia asura because she was relying on rov. She was relying on the psak of chazal, so that's not a bia asura. Elamai, now her husband's here. She can't stay married to this other guy, and she can't go back to the husband either. Going forward, but that's prospective. Retrospectively, at the time that she did the Yisroos, no problem. Another raya to this Yisod, says Rav Yosef Engel, is his mastery of Shas is amazing. It's Menachas Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Menachas Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says that if you hold Rovei Ameretz Ma'asrin Hein and Chiv Demai is only Midrash Banan, then you're allowed to Mutr la'aser midmai al tevel vaday midrabanan. Let's say you have something else that's tevel midrabanan. What do I mean, tevel midrabanan?
Yeah, does it need
meiser? That on a doraisa level,
doesn't need meiser.
But midrabanan does, like what? Maybe something that grows in the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael that doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael proper, but midrabanan, like in Syria. Midrabanan that goes there, that you have to. So let's say I have produce from those areas that only midrabanan need meiser. Can I mix it with the mai? Normally there's halacha, you're not allowed to be ma'aser from a chiv al pater min a pater al chiv. I can't be ma'aser from produce that's chayv d'oraisa in ma'isos to cover produce that's only chayv midrabanan, and vice versa. Can I take the mai to be ma'aser on tevel d'rabanan?
In fact, it's one it would be a takana and one is a
gzeir. Oh, good.
So
the Gemara says you're allowed to do it, because they're both Darabanan. But wait a second. What's Demai? Is Demai a Safek Tevel Daraisa? So therefore, Mimanafshach. Either it's Tevel Daraisa or it's Chulin. It's fine. So either way, it's Minapater Al-Khiv. No, because Tevel Darabanan is in the middle. It's Tevel Darabanan. We know what it is. Demai is either Tevel Daraisa or it's zero. It's Chulin. So shouldn't we say Mimanafshach? You're being Masa Minachiv Al-Vadai? Elamai, we don't say that. We assume you're allowed to be ma'aser from Demai. Why? Because Demai is its own separate shame iser. There's a separate iser called Demai. In iser midraban, midar raisa, you have nothing. Midar raisa, it's no problem at all. But he says we run into one problem. That is, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia Nunvava Min Aleph. Gemara says, let's say you buy from two different Amaratzim. This is a bomb cash. I don't know how you get out of this. Let's say you buy from two different Amaratzim, Reuven and Shimon. Can you be Ma'aser? Can you put it all together for one Ma'aser, for one Hafrasha? Can you be Ma'aser Mizeh al Zeh? So the Gemara says, no, you can't. Because maybe Reuven took Ma'asers and Shimon didn't. Or maybe Shimon didn't and Reuven didn't. So it's been a Patr al Chiyav. That's a problem. Because if we're going to say that, I don't care if someone really took or really didn't take. That's irrelevant to me. It's all Demai. It's a new Isser. It's a new Shem Isser called Demai. So it shouldn't matter that someone Alib de Emes took or someone Alib de Emes didn't take. No, there is no Emes. It doesn't matter what the Emes is. Demai is its own Shem Isser. So when all the dust settles, he has three rayas that Demai is its own Shem Isser. And one raya that it's not, that it's really a chashash tevel.
Does it change anything that it's like you're relying on the rule, but you don't just have one, you have two? You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Like, if you get from one person, then you worry about the rule. Say it's only one person, like if you could rely on the rule, but now you're trusting two different people. You know, just saying the amount of people might matter.
So you're opening up more possibility of. Right, each one has its own rov that you could, that midaraisa says you don't have to worry. You know, on a daraisa level, if I buy from 1,000 different amayarets, it's an interesting question actually. Is rov within statistics? This is a major halachic issue. He's asking a very good question. Meaning, let's say like this. When I buy produce from the Amaretz, there's 90% chance that my source are taken, and therefore, midaraisa, I'm allowed to follow that rov, and I don't have to worry about anything. Forget about that there exists a concept of tamayim. Midaraisa, I'm allowed to rely on that. Good, I can eat it. If I know that 10% of Amaretzim don't take my source, and I buy from 100 different Amaretzim, am I allowed to still assume that rov? If rov is a statistic, then I got a problem. Because statistically, I now have something that is teva.
As opposed to before? I mean, in the original rov, there's also people who didn't.
When I buy from one person, there's a 90% chance that one person...
It's like a Rosh Hashanah's milk thing, no?
Exactly, that's what I was thinking of. If you hold rov as statistics, then when you get from 100 different people, statistically, you now have an isra on your hands. And Rav Shechter holds rov is statistics. So rov isn't magic, it's statistics. Rav Asher Weiss strongly disagrees and says, no, rov is magic. Rov is halacha, it's not statistics. Statistics has nothing to do with halacha. Right? The case of the milk. You're familiar with it? You have 1,000 cows, and the milk comes from all the different cows. And statistically, let's say a third of the cows are treifas. So that's not batel b'shishim. It's a lot of cows that have treifas in there. But each one has its chazaka. And it's part of the rov, that it has cheskes kashos, and rov cows are not treifas. So can you say that when you... What?
Everyone else would.
Right.
Rav Shechter would hold that we can drink it, but it's just a chumash from himself. So he might not.
Is that what he says, or is that he feels otherwise? Does he feel that it's a chumash, or he feels
that it's asr, but he doesn't feel that Klal Yisrael has to listen to this psak. I think that's what it is. He said, I have a kasha, and I can't bring myself to drink milk with this kasha. Other people don't think it's such a kasha, whatever. But he calls it a kasha. Now, take a look for one more minute at Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan, not the one we did yesterday, in source number 3, says, well, what's going on with our Tosfos? Our Tosfos asks the Kasha, how can you say a tzaddik will never have a takala? I got 5 Gemaras where takala is coming about through tzaddikim. So first Tosfos, it's only about achila. Takala won't come about through tzaddikim through achila, but through other things it will. Tosfos says, oh yeah, what about the takala of eating before Avdallah and eating on Yom Kippur that happened to tzaddikim? So Tosfos said, Isser Gavra versus Isser Chefza. Eating before Avdali, eating on Yom Kippurim, it's not a din in the Chefza, the food is perfectly fine. It's a din in you, that you're not allowed to eat at that point in time in your life. But a tzaddik would never eat Macholos Asuros. What's an example of Macholos Asuros? Demai. Right? Because that's what we'd say, Hashem, Shal Tzaddikim. So Tosfos would say, Demai is an example of real Mechalos Asuros. How does Tosos understand Demai? Does Tosos understand Demai as a Chashash Tevel or its own shame Issen? Pashtos is that it's own shame Issen. Because he's saying this is a Chefza Shal Issen. A Chashash Tevel would mean that the Rabbanan are telling you that you have to be Choshesh for Tevel, even though really there's nothing wrong with it. You have to be Choshesh for Tevel. So this Tosfos may line up with Rav Yosef Engel very nicely. That's what Rav Elchanan points out in source number 3. Again, he doesn't remember that he saw it in Rav Yosef Engel, but we know that he saw it in Rav Yosef Engel. That is from the Asfanta Araisa. Now, not everyone holds like Tosfos, that it's a din achila versus not achila. Because Tosfos himself ran into trouble. That's why he had to come up with this. Gavra chevtsa, zonshay, right? He had to weasel, you know, wiggle his way out of this problem. The Ramban quotes an interesting shita from his own Rebbeim. The Ramban quotes that Hashu behemdon shel tzadikim is not that a tzadik will never come to do an iser. People do averus b'shogeg even third tzadik. Hashu behemdon shel tzadikim is that a tzadik will never be machshel somebody else in an iser. And it won't cause somebody else to do an iser. So then you got to think about, we have two places in Shas that we know about where it actually mentions Hashu behemdon shel tzadikim, and a third place where many have the girsa of Hashu behemdon shel tzadikim, but Tosfos erases the girsa. The place where Tosfos erased the girsa is where we turn the Eved into a Kohen. Where the Tzaddik paskind, don't worry Eved, you're a Kohen. Right? And then the Eved ate Truma. So, according to the Ramban's Rebbeim, it's good to be Goris Hashem Hamdan over there. Because they're being Machshel the Eved and eating Truma. What about an Argamara? They were Machshel Eved Merachai because he was Matel Eimi Yaseir B'toch Peso. Rabbi Chanin Megamliel was... the Gemara says it couldn't be that he ate every menachai because Hashem Hamdan Shel Tzadikim. So what do you mean couldn't be that he ate every menachai? So you have to say no, the point wasn't just that he was going to eat it was going to be served at his table, and because of the Eimi Yisera that he made in his household, others also were going to eat it, and that's why it's a problem of Hamdan Shel Tzadikim.
But he made them serve it to him also.
Oh, he made them be machshel him. I think the way the Ramban's Rebbeim understands is that then maybe takal al yado is that you do something that causes others. Because of his aiming a seira, they were violating with Naivin.
The servants were not Jewish, then it would be.
Right. Let's say they were Jewish. So they were violating with Naivin. I hear that. Good. And what about in Chulin? Where with the demise? So again, you have to say something like that. You have to say that. That it was his carelessness that was leading others to eat the demai also. Now, the Ramban himself disagrees with this Rebbeim, and the Ramban says no. Hashav emtim shel tzadikim means that what you couldn't find cases where tzadikim did averos. But why is it? Let's say like this. Ramban al Chumash talks about when you bring a korban chatas. Ramban says, what should you be envisioning when you bring korban chatas? That it's my blood that should be poured on this. But it was an accident. Why should it be your blood? Why? That's so harsh. It's just an accident. You did it b'shogeg. So the yesod is, and Nemtzal explains, the yesod is that you don't make accidents when something's very important to you. You do things by accident when you don't care that much to be that careful. Right? If something happens completely out of your control, it was mamish the accident, then you're not bringing a korban chatas. Why? Because what do we call that? Onus. Hashu behemdon shel tzadikim isn't going to say that a tzaddik is protected from accidentally doing an avera. He's not protected from accidentally doing an avera. If he wasn't careful enough, he may accidentally do an avera. If Rabbi Shmuel wants to read the Ora Ner because he thinks he's not going to be mata the Ner, he may end up doing an Aveiro because he was careless. Hashtav Emdom Shel Tzadikim means that it's never going to happen that it's going to come about through mamish no fault of his own. Where it's beyond, anything he could have ever controlled. That's what we say Hashtav Emdom Shel Tzadikim. The problem is plugging it back into the Gemaras. Eimi Yisera B'Sof Beiso is a little fault of his own, isn't it? It's not his fault in the Parsha of Eivor Menachai. It wasn't his carelessness about Eivor Menachai. It was his carelessness. Maybe that's it. It was his carelessness about a relationship that then led to Eivor Menachai. But there was no lack of concern of Eivor Menachai that led to this. You have to say something like that. Maybe it's hard to fit into the Gemara Chulin though with the Demai. Okay, we'll stop it. We'll stop there, and we'll do 10 minute halacha.
It's kind of freaky.